The Eagle with the Stones. Hey! Mother's Little Helper. That's a suggestion for Sandy McKee and our guest DJ for the day. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you, Charlie. Good morning.
And what was the reason for picking that? It's kind of an unusual Stones song, Mother's Little Helper.
Right. Well, I grew up in a really musical household. My parents were always playing music, and I distinctly remember my mother humming along to this song.
Yeah, that's great. Getting started in the family. And you actually grew up in Maine.
I did, yes. Rural, middle of nowhere.
And then coming coast to coast out to California.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about yourself. Day job?
Yeah, I work for Progressive Insurance. A shout out to Team 6. Those are my team. And so basically insurance by day, writer by night.
You're an author. You've got some published works.
Yes, yes. I have 4 books, 2 fiction and 2 what I like to deem twisted poetry.
I like that. Twisted poetry. Uh-huh. All right. Favorite bands, like 3 favorite classic rock bands.
Okay. So this is really tough, but I'm going to have to go with Tom Petty, The Who, and The Doors.
Tasty playlist for Sandy coming up.
It's Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener and guest host, Sandra McKeon, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle's Radio Fantasy Camp. It's a little secondhand news for you by Fleetwood Mac.
And Sandy McKeon, our guest DJ for the day. And I know you're a big fan of The Who. We've got that coming up next.
I am. I'm a huge Who fan. Big reason for that is that it reminds me a lot of my biological father, Doug, who used to play them frequently. He actually wrote a song called The Brink of Nuclear Disaster, which we have a snippet of that we're going to play for you. We re-recorded it for him with me on vocals and included a kickin' guitar solo. And here's a little example. Oh, in the crack of an neutron bomb.
On the Brink, featuring our guest DJ Sandy McKeon on the vocals here.
Yeah, this is the first song that I've actually recorded. I've done background vocals before, but never lead.
But Doug wrote that, your biological father, and serving in Vietnam. What was the story on that then?
He did. He told me that there were mortars falling around the helicopter pad that they were assigned to protect. And he turned and looked at his friend and said, "Baby, grab your hat and coat. We got to run." And yikes. That's the start of the song.
Yeah, all right. The Who coming up next for Doug.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp. The...
Well, the Rolling Stones is one of those bands that's on my bucket list that I have yet to see, but they're still on the list.
Yeah, Sandy McKeon, our guest DJ for the day, and you've seen a lot of concerts, but not the Stones. Are you going to go in May?
I'm certainly hoping to, yeah.
Right. Now, a man you did get a chance to see, though, before he left us, David Bowie. What's the
story
on that?
Yes, the man, the legend, David Bowie. It was the early 90s at the Orpheum in Boston, third row center. I could see his different sized pupils. I was so close. And my all-time favorite song by David Bowie is... Heroes. Nothing kicks off a good road trip quite like Cheap Trick.
Dream Police, put the pedal to the metal. Sandy McKeon, our guest DJ for the day, grew up in Maine, so you've done a few cross-country treks
there. Yes, I've driven cross-country by myself twice. Well, once actually with my cat.
They make good navigators.
She's great. She was great.
You've done some international travel as well, though. Tell us about that.
Yeah, quite a bit. I used to try to go to a different country every year, and I managed to do that for about 6 years. Well, one of my favorite experiences was in northern Scotland, where we stayed at a hostel, which was in a castle and supposedly haunted. And to get to the pub, you had to press a button, which lit up a series of lights that go through the woods that lead to the bar, and it's on a timer. So you literally have 2 minutes to get from the hostel to the bar or from the bar back to the hostel. So if the lights go out, you're in the dark.
You hope you stay lit up.
Yeah, totally.
The listener-hosted radio.
Led Zeppelin certainly has all my love. And before that, in Pride in the Name of Love by U2, because we got to represent on St. Patrick's Day.
The luck of the Irish.
Aye.
Sandy McKeon, give me the Irish pronunciation on that name, though.
Well, it would be Sandra Darlene McKeown.
And she's representing. You got your red hair here, and also appreciate the sleeves you got here, the tats. Tell us a bit about this. A Medusa?
Yeah, Medusa. You know, when I have naturally curly hair, I call it my feral curls, and they kind of look like snakes sometimes. So, you know, we've got a lot in common.
And then the other arm, what do you have here?
It's kind of an outer space motif, but underneath I've got an outer space mermaid.
Ooh.
Which is kind of unique. Paperback Writer by the Beatles. Now, this is a song I can totally relate to. It did take me years to write my book. Now, if you want to have a look, it's called Resurrection Sunday. You can get it on Amazon.
All right. Sandy McKeon, and by the way, is the author of that. So that's your latest book. You've written a couple of them now, right?
That's my first book of fiction.
All right.
And then the sequel is called The Dawn of Eve.
All right.
And then I have two poetry books that are also available on Amazon.
And you call it twisted poetry. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it's kind of a cross between like Tim Burton and Shel Silverstein.
A couple of a good combination right there.
Yeah, they're all curious characters, you know, with good hearts.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
It's Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener and guest host Sandra McKeon, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. There's a little Peace of Mind by Boston. And whenever I want to have what I call a KDP or kitchen dance party, this is one of the albums that I will always throw on.
And you put it on a turntable.
Absolutely.
It's a vinyl. I love that. Doing it old school. This is Sandy McKeon, our guest DJ for the day, and you're also a Who fan.
Oh, huge Who fan, yeah. One of the first songs that I learned how to play on guitar and sing at the same time is Behind Blue Eyes. Nobody plays guitar like Stevie Ray Vaughan. That was Pride and Joy. That's one of my favorite Stevie Ray Vaughan songs. Shout out to my dad, my pops, Kevin. He was playing Stevie Ray Vaughan a lot when I was a kid, and it really sunk in.
Good day. Sandy McKeon, our guest DJ for the day, and you also like to ride bicycles.
I do. I do. About 3 years ago, though, I had a little bit of an accident downtown where my front tire got stuck in the tracks, and I kept going. So,
yikes.
Yeah, little concussion that lasted about a month and a head wound, and you know.
But you got back on the bike?
I did, but never without a helmet. Always wear a helmet, people.
Where do you like to go now, then?
American River Bike Trail is probably my favorite, just because it's really expansive and I can always find a new adventure every day.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Tom Petty, Here Comes My Girl. Now, the reason I selected this song for my playlist is because I have really good memories of laying on my grandmother's roof in 1989 with Damn the Torpedoes playing, and this song in particular.
So it brings you back to a specific place and time.
Yep. Sunblock, sunburns, rooftop.
Sandy McKeon, our guest DJ, been a lot of fun today.
Thanks. Yeah, I've had a great time. This has been a really good experience.
And St. Patty's Day tradition, too.
Hi.
So, a little Irish coffee. What do you think? A little whiskey?
Let's do it.
All right. And if you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online at eagle969.com.